my body's breaking. Move again, bear the weight it's aching. Yes.
Good afternoon. This is Pam Beal with Radio Tacoma. And today I have with me local Tacoma musician Tara Chugg. And Tara, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and I think a new band that you have put together?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Pam. My name is Tara Chugg. I'm from Tacoma, Washington. I've been here probably since I was five. So, I play piano, I sing, I write, and I officially announced a new band yesterday called The Queen of Hearts.
I love that.
Yeah, we're excited.
Great. And you have a new album coming out too, right?
I just released an EP called Alter Ego not too long ago, end of 2024. And I released a single called Rising pretty recent. That was my most recent solo single.
Yeah. So. And we are airing Rising.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've heard some of your music on Local Roots Music Northwest too. I've heard Ghost, I think.
Oh, Ghosted. Yeah. That was Ghosted. On Alter Ego.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Well, we'd love to air more of your music. If you get around to sending us a few more tracks, that'd be great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the type of music that you sing or play?
Yeah. So, you know, if you go to my Spotify or any platform, you'll notice quite a difference between the type of music that I play and release. You have mainly a piano player, and basically I've released tracks that are very relaxing. And you know, I've even had a couple of my friends say that they've played my music on a repeat as their child is being born to get in a more relaxed state.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then you have my vocal work, which is definitely more dark. Definitely you don't want to bring a baby into the world with that.
Okay.
And a little more alternative, and some of it is like electronic pop.
Yes. Okay.
And I really just try to create music that brings me excitement and joy, all of it. My goal is to have my music featured on Sync TV film. So that's the main goal there.
And your music is sort of storytelling, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
And in Rising, you're telling a story, I believe.
Yes. Rising, you know, that song is about getting up from when you're really at your lowest. You know, when I wrote that song, I was thinking about a time in my life where I had hit rock bottom. I was living in Arizona. It's hot. And, you know, I had just gotten out of a really bad relationship. You know, I wasn't eating right. I was drinking too much. And I got to a point where I was like, you know what? The only way is up. And so I was delusional. I signed up for a marathon. bad knees and bad hips. And I was like, you know, I'm going to do this. And I trained for it. I quit smoking. And I was like, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get healthier. And I finished the dang marathon. Would I ever do one again? Probably not. But I was so proud of myself.
Yes, it kind of motivated you to do better things with your life or whatever, right?
Yeah, like rise out of that situation. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, it's a hard mental place to be in. And sometimes you really have to push yourself physically to get out of that mental state.
Yes, our physical can help us out with our mental, definitely. Yeah, one of the things I do, I go walking in the woods when my mind is too busy and when things are hard. And that always helps me. But it's something physical that I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell us just a little bit about some of the venues where you have played in Tacoma? I know you played with Heavy Bloom at one point at the Edison Theater.
Yeah, we played with Heavy Bloom. I think this was in February, this past February. I absolutely love them. Their
Oh,
sound
yeah.
and just like the people in that band are so great, down to earth. And so when you put talent and like kind people together, like I want to be around it all the
Yeah.
time. And so yeah, Edison Square, I've played quite a few shows at the Spanish Ballroom.
That's McMiniman's, right?
McMiniman's, yep, love it there. Beautiful venue. I'm trying to think. Let's see here. Where
Do
else
you
am
play
I?
outside of Tacoma too, I'm guessing, down in Portland sometimes, or?
Yes, we're actually having a show at Alberta Street Pub
Oh,
on
yeah.
May 15th. It's going to be our first official show as the Queen of Hearts band.
Oh, great.
So we're really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I went to school in Portland, so I know it well, and I have very good friends down there, and I know Alberta Street. I went to a
Oh,
school in North Portland, Northeast Portland, called Concordia. It's not there anymore, but yeah, I'm very familiar with Alberta Street, and a lot of cool stuff going on down there.
I'll have to get some recommendations from you.
Oh, sure. Well, it's been a while,
Been a while,
but
yeah.
my friend's daughter knows things, so
Oh,
she can
nice.
tell you.
Yeah, we're so looking forward to that.
Good, good. Well, what neighborhood do you live in right now? I'm just curious here in Tacoma.
Yeah, I actually live right on the border of Tacoma and Spanaway.
Okay.
So I live there. I work in downtown, work part-time in downtown Tacoma, right off Market Street.
Oh, that's close to probably where our studio is. Our studio is at 950 Broadway.
Oh, I'm 925 Market Street.
Oh,
I work
wow.
at outside Urban Grace, yeah.
Oh, do you? Do you work at Urban Grace, you said?
Yeah, I do part-time work here at Urban Grace, and I also run a music organization called Momentum from my office here. And so I'm always
And you
here.
know Victoria Fragoso, I'm gonna guess.
All too, I was just with her. We went
Oh.
walking for our mental health. Walking, it took
Oh, that
less.
is so. Oh my gosh, all these things dovetail. Yeah,
Yeah.
Victoria, we've been airing her music for a long time.
Oh, I love her and her music.
Yes, she is. And she's actually going to start a new show on our station, talking about cool things going on in Tacoma regarding music and events and that sort of thing.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and I think her Tuesdays with Toya too, she's going to be airing on Radio Tacoma, making an audio show.
Wow,
I'm
that's a
so
wonderful.
glad you guys know each other.
Yeah, we're really good friends.
Why don't you talk about a bit about Momentum, what it does?
Sure. So Momentum is designed to help independent musicians feel inspired and connected. We host monthly master classes and collaborative meetings and partner with music industry experts and music educators to teach those classes just to help musicians feel more I said empowered and connected, but also just to have better connection overall and growth in their and to build momentum in their music journey.
Okay, if someone were interested in that, should they contact you or?
Yeah, they can go to momentummusician.com. We're on Instagram, Momentum Musician. They can always contact me for questions.
Oh.
Yeah, we found my business partner Karen Laura Peters and I launched this organization in just this past January, and
Oh,
we do all
that
of
is
our
so
meetings
cool.
on Broadway off of the boardroom at Ebony and Ivory on the first and third Wednesdays of every month.
Oh yeah, Ebony and Ivory. Yes, the building where we're housed. We work with Urban Work. That's where our studio is with Urban Work. And they're the ones they're starting a new space at Ebony and Ivory too. It's a beautiful spot.
Yeah, it really, I love it there. They're
I
great.
just love that you're building community like that.
Thank you.
In fact, could you tell me a little bit about the musician community in Tacoma? I don't know. I know there's a lot of good musicians. And just so you know, Radio Tacoma only airs, well, primarily, there's a few exceptions, but we basically air local,
Oh, great.
independent musicians.
Yeah. Someone told me I have a someone in my band who lives in Seattle, and she was just commenting about how great the Tacoma musician community is because we support each other, we go to each other's shows. I actually, so as Momentum, we hosted a mixing networking event for musicians with in partnership with Cascade Music Alliance and Tuesday with Toya. And we put on this mixing event last Thursday, actually. And a lot of people came out. It was at Soulberry Coffee House. And just like people were so excited to get together. And they were like, when is the next one? And I could hear the music and the collaborations being formed. And it was such a cool thing to see.
It is. Can I make a suggestion that make I would love to see happen?
Sure.
The protests, I'm sure you're aware of the protests that are going on.
Yeah.
Well, the first one, I didn't actually go, but my sister did, and another woman from Radio Tacoma and another person from Radio Tacoma. They did interviews and whatnot. And the interviews that we've been airing, and our members just aired people's signs. They just read their signs. But it all sounded like a music festival.
Oh.
The energy was like at a music festival. It's just that there wasn't any music.
Yeah.
So I thought, wouldn't it be cool to add music to these protests?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, Jade Monroe is a local musician. I don't know if you know
I
Jade.
love Jade. Yeah.
Oh, well, she is the organizer for the Evergreen Resistance here in Tacoma.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's been organizing the 50501 protests. So maybe we could link you guys up, or you can contact Jade or something, because I would just love to see music at these protests.
Yeah, I think that's a fabulous idea. Like,
You know, I
I
think
love that.
back to the 60s, and I was only 10 or so when the Vietnam War was going on, but I know the music just made that was the reason
Yeah.
for the changes, I think. Certainly the protests, but it was the music that
Yeah.
people started really hearing. I really think music is one of the most powerful change makers in society.
Oh, 100%. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really neat. I want to talk to Jade.
Good. Do you have some inspirations for your own music? People who've inspired your music?
Ooh, it goes from all the way from Hans Zimmer to Linkin Park.
Oh, Hans Zimmer, I love that.
yeah, I love a good cinematic
Okay. All right. That's
Yeah.
great. Anybody from my era?
Oh, I'd have to think about that. I think I'd have to think about that.
Joni Mitchell, or, did you see the Bob Dylan movie by any chance?
I did not.
Well,
I know that I should
yes, my husband and I went, and we weren't expecting much, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
But we thought Timothée Chalamet did an excellent job playing Bob Dylan and singing
Yeah.
his music and putting his own kind of self into it and really showing how music, the difference that music can make. So it was pretty good. We thought it
I'm
was
gonna
very good, actually. But the woman who played Joan Baez, and I don't remember her name, I thought was exceptional.
I gotta watch that. I
Yeah.
didn't. When did it come out? Was it?
Boy, must have been January, or no, it must have been in 2004, because it was nominated for Academy Awards.
Oh, okay. And
And I'll tell you, go ahead.
what is it called again?
A Complete Unknown,
A Complete Unknown.
which
Okay.
is the title, I think, of one of his songs. But we host, we have another podcast that we air, a podcast that we air called Midday Movies.
Oh.
And there's two people, Stephen and Laura, they're her husband and wife team. And at lunchtime, they do Zoom twice a week, and they talk about, they kind of do movie reviews. And they did one of A Complete Unknown that I thought was very good. So if you go to Midday Movies, you find their podcast, you can find what they thought about the film too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a list on my I have an app on my phone when people give me movie recommendations that sound interesting to me that I put on. So I'm going to put that
Okay. Well,
on
thinking about inspirations, I'm sure you know Brandi Carlile
there.
and her the story.
Yeah.
Her song, The Story, because
Yes.
she's pretty much a storyteller too.
Yeah, she's
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah. I actually met her once. She was the partner at the time of a police officer who I was working with on a project called the West Side Story Project.
Yeah.
And we were just putting police officers and youth together and having them sing songs and do role playing from West Side Story. It was pretty cool. But anyway, Brandy was her partner at the time, so I did get a chance to meet her. Now she's kind of skyrocketed into the ozone layer.
You know, I attended the Grammys, and it was the pre-ceremony, so not the televised version. And I didn't know who I was sitting next to, whose family I was sitting next to, and it happened to be her family and
Oh,
friends.
wow.
And I was like, oh, this person keeps getting called up, and I just didn't put two and two together. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, that is funny.
So close. I was like, would you like me to scooch down? Like, so you know, and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know who I was talking to.
Oh, that is funny. Yeah, I think they're in Maple Valley. Yeah.
They're amazing. Yeah.
All right. Well, any upcoming events you're going to be playing places besides the one in Portland that you'd like people to know about?
Yeah, next let's see here. On May 10th, I don't know if you know about the Bushwick Book Club in
I do
Seattle.
not. No.
Yeah, so basically they have these books that this whole season of books that they read, and then they hire musicians to also read the book and then write a song on based on
Oh,
their
what a
perspective.
great idea.
Yeah, so I'm doing the book Stamped, and so I wrote a song about that book, and so I'll be
Stamped from the beginning or stamped?
Stamped. It's let's see here. What is it? The actual title. Yeah. Stamped: Racism, Anti-Racism, and How.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Ibram Kendi's book?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I love that book. I teach at TCC.
Oh, okay.
And I use Ibram Kendi's work, and I also show the film 13th by Ava DuVernay. I don't know if you've ever seen that
I'm
film.
not. I
Okay,
have
well,
not.
that one should go at the top of your list.
Okay, 13th.
Yeah. And Michelle Alexander is in it too. She wrote the book called The New Jim Crow, which
Okay.
is wonderful and takes it's a kind of partner with Ibram Kendi's work. But I think stamped from the beginning, when he wrote that, it was during Obama's presidency. And everybody thought we were in the post-racist world. And he was like, oh no.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And it was such a good book. And I read it so fast because I was like, I need to know what. It was just a really good book. And so I wrote a song about it, and I'll be performing that at the Hugo House in
Oh, the
Seattle
Hugo.
next. Yeah.
Wow. So yes, I know people who work at the Hugo House.
Oh.
Yes, and we've aired poets. We have a poem program called Sound Poetry, and we've aired people who have worked at the Hugo House. And oh, that is really cool.
Yeah, so they're great. I love the Bushwick Club and the Hugo House. I feel very honored that they asked me to do this.
Yeah. Well, we would love to air that song if you wouldn't mind. We'd just love to air that song. And really, any of your music, your piano pieces, anything, we would just be
Thank
so
you.
happy to air.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll send some over.
Yeah. You know, I want to go back to Kindy's book, Stamped from the Beginning, just for a minute. And the thing that I remember from that book is he just lit into everybody in that
Yeah.
book. You know, he Obama, a lot of people. The only person who came out unscathed, and I thought, this is beautiful, was Angela Davis.
Oh, yeah.
He thought she was right on, and she understood, you know, that, you know, what was, I don't know, she was just his work, his writing about her was amazing, I thought.
Yeah, it was great getting to know more about these especially Angela Davis, and just seeing a whole new perspective on everything.
Yes.
And I think everyone should read this book.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so May 10th at the Bushwick Books. Is that what it
Yep.
is?
It's Hugo, it's at Hugo House, brought to you by the Bushwick Book
Oh,
Club.
okay, at the Hugo House. Okay. Anything else this summer that you've got planned or lined up that you've
Take a look-sees. Folk Life Festival in Seattle.
Okay.
The 20
I don't know when that is.
It's on the 24th of May
Oh,
in
okay.
Seattle Center.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what's going on in May. I have some weddings, but
Okay, yeah.
for
Well,
now.
I guess we can't come to those. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Sure.
I know with Spotify, I know the whole controversy about them not really supporting the musicians that they air, and
Yeah.
people are moving to other platforms. What do you think about this? The fact that really it's hard for musicians to make a living.
Yeah. I think, especially, when you see these Spotify Wrapped, this is how many streams I got. I think Spotify has created this thing where, specifically with Spotify, where people really care about the streaming numbers on Spotify versus any other platform. It's kind of like they've created this like cool kid kind of syndrome, like Spotify is a cool kid. And what, like one of my songs, and I know it's probably not a lot to some people, but one of my songs has over, 23,000 streams. Sometimes I'll get the $12 check, di direct deposit. But yeah, I think,
$12 for 23,000 streams. Oh.
And so it's, I just think we need to take Spotify off the pedestal that it's on and, try to find other ways to support musicians through
Yeah.
going to their shows, buying their merch.
Yes. That's what I read. That's the best way. Yeah.
Yeah, and sharing their music. I know I don't utilize it too often, but like Bandcamp, you can, create your price there on how you want to support your musician friends. So yeah, so that's what I think, yeah, taking them off the pedestal a little bit, and just being there to support your friends through live music. And I mean, it's brings them so much joy. It brings me so much joy to see people. I know everyone can't come to every show, but it does bring me so much joy when my friends and family do show up.
Well, if people are interested in the local Tacoma music scene, is there a centralized place they can go to find out what's happening?
I think there are a couple organizations like Cascade Music Alliance. They really support musicians who want to be gigging, and or just want to get their foot wet. They do a an open mic night at Slice of Life Pizza every Monday. I know, Toya, I think Toya runs the Talk of Tacoma Instagram, where she posts local events and but yeah, so that's what I know as far as a hub for, getting to know Tacoma events.
Does the volcano do much in
Oh.
terms of
Yeah.
letting people know?
Yeah, the volcano is good too. Yeah, so that's what I'd say.
I just don't know. I am not that much a part of the local music scene. I'm again sort of a Jillian Welch, Alison Krauss sort of person.
Yeah.
But so I don't know a lot about the local music scene, and I also tend not to go out after 6 o'clock.
Oh, I know. I sleep. I'm a mom of a toddler,
Oh,
and
wow.
so, doing shows, late shows, not my cup of tea. It's not ideal for a musician, but
Anytime you're going to be playing in Tacoma again?
let's see here. I, as far as Tacoma goes, I am playing this Saturday. It's actually in Puyallup, which is,
That's okay. We consider that Tacoma.
yeah. Let me just get the name of it. It's called, I'm playing with a friend of mine, Jody Ellen. And it is at, what is it? Atomic Genius. It's a record store. So Jody Ellen, that's at 5:30 p.m. this Saturday. It's a free show. We're going to be performing our new single, Break Me, together, which I believe is also airing with Local Roots.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, again, for anybody who doesn't know, Radio Tacoma airs Local Roots Music Northwest 2 hours on Sundays from 4 to 6. And I usually air it at other times of the day too, later at night. But we always definitely air it on Sundays from 4 to 6. You can hear local independent musicians, and Robert Richter tells you a little bit about them too, which I really appreciate. We don't have a DJ system here at Radio Tacoma, so when we air songs and they kind of get aired randomly by our automated software, we can't really tell people much about the musicians. But Toya is hoping, I think, to do that for us, to tell us a little bit more about our local musicians and her work
Oh,
for
that's
Radio Tacoma.
amazing.
Yeah, it is. Okay, well, let Jade know. We'll give her my
I
idea. And I would just love to see some local musicians out there at some of these really quite joyful protests so
Yeah.
far, and hilarious. My favorite sign was super fra no super callous, fragile bigot, sexist Nazi POTUS.
Oh
Isn't
my gosh, that is so creative. I
it?
love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us today, Tara. And this is Pam Beal with Radio Tacoma. And anytime you want to listen to this interview, you can go to our website, radiotacoma.org, and go to our programming page, which is actually our first page on our website. Go to From A to Z, and Radio Tacoma Interviews is where this interview will be airing, but it will also air at noon next week. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Okay.
Thank you so much, Pam, and Radio
Yeah.
Tacoma.
Great to meet you, Tara.
Nice to meet you too.